Polak, Three Ways Democrats Shifted the Goalposts, From Mueller to Ukraine. By Joel B. Polak on September 25, 2019. Democrats who are pursuing President Donald Trump's impeachment have abandoned the supposed principles they embraced during the investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller into Russian collusion. He found none. Here are three prime examples. 1. Punishing Trump for colluding with an ally. Out, Trump colluded with Russia. In, Trump colluded with Russia's enemy. Joel B. Polak, at Joel Polak, September 25, 2019. One of the forces driving the Russia collusion narrative was the idea that Trump was a stooge for Russian President Vladimir Putin because he was open to a better relationship. That assumption covered media reporting on everything that Trump did or said about Russia. Now, however, Trump has been caught colluding with Russia's enemy, Ukraine, whose president even acknowledged that the Trump administration had been very helpful with defense against Russia. The media have not stopped examining the stupidity of their prior, wrong, accusations. 2. Accusing Trump of hiding a report about the evidence. Out, forget the report, we need the underlying evidence. In, forget the underlying evidence, we need the report. Joel B. Polak, at Joel Polak, September 25, 2019. The calls for impeachment began in earnest when Democrats accused Attorney General William Barr of covering up Trump's misbehavior by withholding the underlying evidence in the Mueller investigation. They even held him in contempt of Congress, though he could not, by law, release everything they wanted. Now Trump has produced the underlying evidence, the transcript, and they will not be satisfied until they see the whistleblower report. 3. Targeting Trump for ensuring the integrity of our election. Out, we need to know if a candidate is compromised by a foreign government. In, how dare you ask if a candidate is compromised by a foreign government. Joel B. Polak, at Joel Polak, September 25, 2019. Democrats tried to justify the Obama administration's surveillance of Trump campaign associates by arguing that the government had to ensure that Trump was not compromised by a foreign government. Now Trump is being attacked for trying to get to the bottom of credible suspicions of corruption by Biden, who could become president. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in social studies and environmental science and public policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.